Chapter 8. The Return to the Kaaba. Visiting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the return. Duties of the heart. Something was different about this Eid al-Adha compared to all the other Eids. The children had been having so much fun and feeling so much love for and from God as they learned about the Hajj. Gifts and sweet treats didn't matter so much anymore. They joined their grandmother for the community prayer and brought along the photo album with them. They found a quiet spot and turned to the last photograph. It was a photograph of a beautiful building with a green dome. It seemed to be protecting something, or maybe someone, of very great importance. Dear children, Eid Mubarak! I hope you are happily celebrating. Leaving the state of Ihram at Mina was both a celebration of almost completing the Hajj, but also quite sad. We love being on the pilgrimage. I found a barber who was shaving the heads of men and boys who were reciting, O God, for every hair shaved off, affirm for me a good deed, and efface from me a bad one, and raise my standing with you a degree. Grandmother found a lady who was out of the state of Ihram to trim a little bit of her hair. Then it was time to return to the blessed Kaaba to perform another tawaf that completed the Hajj. By now, all the pilgrims were very dusty and looked worn out, which helped remind them of their own nothingness before God. It is as if everyone is wearing the second golden key of living with what is truly needed around their necks. We are all travelling with only basic necessities and the simple ihram clothes. Imam al-Ghazali asks, what else would you wear if you were going to meet God? After the Tawaf al-Ifada, we spent 3 more days at the Mina campsite and threw the rest of the pebbles at the pillars. Hajj ended too quickly with the farewell tawaf back at the Kaaba, which was followed by 2 final rakat at the Maqam Ibrahim, another great tasting of Zamzam water, and our final du'as at the Bab al-Multazim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The water of Zamzam is good for whatever it is drunk for. That is, it cures any sickness for which it is drunk. I really wanted it to cure my heart of all misdeeds. But I had another chance to seek a cure for my heart. How could we travel all this way without visiting our blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions? We needed to go to the city of Medina and the Prophet's tomb. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to visit me after my death is like visiting me during my life. So yes, we really went to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Your grandmother and I were on a special mission because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised, if someone comes to me as a visitor with no other concern except visiting me, it is incumbent upon God Most High that I be for him his intercessor. I hope you are asking, what's an intercessor? If you were to do things which you are ashamed of and fear that God will not pardon you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will go to him and speak on your behalf, stand in for you and ask God to forgive what you have regretfully done. So, do you see the immense importance of visiting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It was the greatest honor in our lives to stand before him sallallahu alaihi wasallam and send salams as well as ask God to bless him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who blesses me once, God blesses tenfold. Upon returning from the Hajj, we understood how it changed us by observing our own hearts. Imam al-Ghazali taught us that if we find our hearts wanting to be closer to God and wanting to polish them with good deeds, then we have had a successful Hajj. We must never forget what a blessing it was to visit the Kaaba and the tomb of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Imam al-Ghazali said, having met the house of the Lord, make ready to meet the Lord of the house. Love, grandfather. The children looked at one another, deeply moved and in tears for how much they missed their grandfather. What could have ever been a greater gift for Eid than this wonderful message of love, joy, and real learning?